Call this meeting to order. Let the record reflect that at 3:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, April 16, 2009, we are called to order. I'd like to also show that we have a quorum here, Senator Hollis French, Senator Linda McGuire, Linda Menard, and myself, Senator Olson.
McGuire's fine.
This time, I want to remind everybody to turn off their cell phones. And the purpose of this meeting is to take up the following legislation, which is HB 98, alcohol minor consuming with a local option. First order of business is to go and adopt the committee substitute. Senator Menard?
I'll move that we do so, Mr. Chairman.
Senator French?
Move that we adopt the committee substitute. Looks like to me like it is, current version I have is maybe /R.A. Is that it?
That's correct. Is it?
Senator Olson, that is actually the bill that came off of the House floor.
Should we take a brief?
Brief at ease.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I made a motion that was unnecessary. I'll withdraw my motion to adopt the CS and withdraw.
Thank you, Mr. Senator French. Representative Ramos, is he going to be here at all?
Senator Olson, currently Representative Ramos is still on the floor.
Okay.
So,
if you will present the bill for us, please.
For the record, my name is Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Jay Ramirez. And HB 98 started as the minor consuming bill. It is a fix for HB 359, which got passed last year in the omnibus crime bill. And basically, there are three types of minor consuming. Minor consuming, which is the first offense. Repeat minor consuming, which is the second offense. And habitual minor consuming, which becomes a misdemeanor and is the third offense. The problem is that when we passed the bill last year, the statute was amended for a juvenile to be charged with repeat minor consuming. He or she would have to have been placed on probation under AS 04-16-050-B1 and had been previously convicted once. The problem is that although this section includes a person who has been convicted of a suspended imposition of sentence under B1, it does not include a person that received a judgment and conviction under B2. So the problem is that if you are convicted under B2, you can never get to repeat minor consuming. It sort of became that Groundhog Day type of situation where, and this is often the types of cases that are adjudicated in juvenile or kiddie court, as we call it. So what was happening is that if you went through a B1 conviction, you could never get charged with repeat minor consuming. You would always be just a minor consuming. So this fixes that problem. And then when we were in House Finance, we were asked by Department of Law if we could add in to this bill an amendment that fixes an issue on bootlegging. And this new language would bring the penalties for bootlegging in line with the felony DUI penalties. And what was happening was that it would really be the fourth time offense, and it was written in a way that it should have been the third offense that carried the penalties. So it makes it a little bit more stringent. And that's basically what this bill does. It's a fixed bill.
Any questions for Ms. Pearson? Senator French.
Just to make the record clear, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Pearson, the last mention you made was getting the felony bootlegging provisions and the felony DUI provisions to line up. That's Section 4?
That's Section 4 of the bill.
And as to the other sections, I'll just have to say that we thought we were fixing this last year and we did not. Is that right?
That's exactly what happened, Senator French, this year.
And I'll just conclude by saying that when I became an assistant district attorney in the year 1995 or 6, minor consuming was an issue, and the legality of minor consuming was an issue. So it's been one of these persistent burrs in the saddle of the Department of Law, Department of Public Safety, and the court system for a long, long time. And maybe this time we'll get it right. Thank you.
Any further questions of Ms. Pearson by members of the committee? One other question I do have is anybody opposing this bill?
Senator Olson, there's been nobody who's opposed this bill.
Okay. Anybody opposing the amendments that were added to this bill that had to deal with Senator French.
Senator Olson, there was another bill that was in RCRNA, and there was some opposition to some of the elements of that bill, and this is the one element that nobody opposed, and it did get put into this bill with the chair's blessing.
Senator French.
I think we heard the same bill here in this committee and then in the either State Affairs or Judiciary, I'm trying to remember now. And likewise, it never drew any fire. It seemed fairly non-controversial.
Mm-hmm. Senator French, through the chair, that's correct.
And Ms. Pearson, does the department support the bill?
Chair Olson, actually, we are carrying it for the courts and the Department of Law. So okay. They are in support of this bill.
Okay. Any further questions, Ms. Pearson? If not, is there anybody else in the room who wants to go ahead and testify to this bill? Anybody on teleconference want to go ahead and testify to this bill? If that's the case, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony and ask the wishes of the committee. Senator French.
Chairman, if you're ready for a motion, I would move that CS for House Bill number 98 be passed out of this committee onto the next committee referral with individual recommendations and the attached indeterminate fiscal note.
Any objection? If not, passes. With that, I want to say that this meeting is adjourned at 3:42, and currently there's no other CNRA meeting scheduled. With that, we're adjourned.
Thank you very much.